Bandwidth for Inside the Net is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. From Toronto's Drake Hotel, it's Inside the Net with Amber MacArthur, episode 32 for September 5th, 2006. Jobloft.com. Inside the Net is brought to you by Visa, safer, better money. Life takes Visa. Before we begin, I want to welcome a brand new sponsor to Inside the Net, and of course, that's Visa, very appropriate sponsor. When I shop online, I use Visa, and I encourage you to do the same. When you use Visa, you're protected by multiple layers of Visa security, including their continuous monitoring to protect you from fraud. They use very sophisticated computer techniques to watch the activity on a cardholder's account, and when they see activity that's outside the typical purchasing pattern, they immediately flag it. It allows them to spot fraudulent activity as quickly as possible and acts as an early warning system to identify fraud. One of the reasons I use Visa and encourage you to do the same. Safer, better money. Life and Twit takes Visa. So here we are at the Drake. What is this all about? We're in Toronto.
Yeah, we're in Toronto, and Leo's in town to do call for help, and we're here at the Drake, and we're going to be doing Inside the Net from here when you're in town, which is going to be lots of fun.
So this is kind of some sort of hip place.
It is a hip place, Leo. I think it's kind of one of the hipper places. It's kind of like a boutique hotel for anyone who hasn't been here before. And
but the hotel's the least of it. I mean, they have a nightclub downstairs, a disco. They have about three restaurants. We're in the lounge right now.
Yeah, we're in the lounge area, and then they have a little cafe. They have a rooftop patio. The cafe serves great dessert. The lounge is kind of funky.
I want to do the show from the sky deck. We can't do it today from the sky deck because they're having a function up there, but sometime let's do the show from
the sky. Oh, it's beautiful up there. It's really, really nice. Yeah, you feel as though you're not in a big city at all. You're in some type of tropical oasis up there. So we'll get you up there. Don't worry, Leo.
And today we're going to talk to, and I think when we do it from Toronto, we should do this. We'll talk to local Toronto Web 2.0 companies.
Yeah, there's a lot of Web 2.0 companies in the city that are doing a lot of interesting things. And so we'll get them in here. We'll drag them to the Drake once a month.
It's not too hard.
People it's not like too hard here. Convincing them to come here. And today we have Christopher Nguyen here from Jobloft. And he is a team of four young entrepreneurs who started this Web 2.0 company to help job seekers. And they've done a really great job. We first saw them at a demo camp.
You and I got really excited about this. In fact, the minute we saw it, we said, wow, not only is this a great idea, but the execution is superb.
I know. And all the branding, all the stuff they've done. So Christopher's sitting right beside me, so we should get him to say hi. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Amber. Hey, Leo. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So tell us a little bit about Jobloft.
Jobloft is a new Web 2.0 website. We specialize in a niche retail, food service, hospitality. But what really makes us different is the technology that we have with it. So with our Google Map or text message to your phone, it's truly a website for the next generation of job seekers.
So it's like Monster.com or another job seeking site, but you have a very specific niche.
Oh, most definitely. We focus on the high term of retail, food, hospitality. But what makes us different is anyone who goes on Jobloft.com, they enter their postal code and a map comes up and says, this is where you live. These are the jobs in your house. So we calculate the distance from a job to your home or to your school. So it's really a distance-sensitive industry.
It's aimed at younger people who are maybe first job or early job seekers.
Exactly. High school students,
retail
university
jobs.
Students, everything. Yeah.
So if I wanted a job, I would enter in my zip code. It would say, oh, there are 15 jobs available. There's a Swiss Chalet here. There's a Borders Indigo here.
Yes.
That kind of thing?
Most definitely, yep. And what's nice, it calculates exactly how far it is. buildings, or we have it so they could show public transit, so subway systems near that job that you could take.
It's a great niche. I mean, you're not competing with Monster or anybody.
Exactly, exactly.
And one of the interesting things I think about the site and about you guys, and what really made Leo and I notice you guys, is that you're all pretty young. So it's a team of four people. You're all in university when you started this. Tell us what it was like going through university, and you're still in university, and actually developing an application like
this. You're still at school?
No, actually, we just recently finished.
They're so young.
We recently finished, and I came up with the idea in my final university. I was at the mall one day, and I saw a couple students with a huge stack of resumes in their hands, and just handing them out one by one, but from an IT background. I said, you know, there must be an easier, more efficient, effective way. So upon research, I found out there's no website with this types of functionality and this wow factor, we call it. And you know what? We finished last year. I was able to convince three other fellow classmates to say, you know what? How about you don't work for a year and you take a risk? And here we are today. Launch has been 3 months since we launched, so May 2006. And since then, feedback from job seekers and employers have been phenomenal, and slowly adding clients as we grow along.
You guys were at Ryerson?
Yes, we are. All Ryerson graduates, all Ryerson University. And we all met in first year. So,
how did you convince them to come and do this in their spare time? Because you have to study. I mean, there's enough going on in school without starting a Web 2.0 application.
It was really, really hard, especially to tell them when we all graduate, let's take that risk. And they saw the opportunity. I approached them and I said, you know, we have an opportunity to really do something different, to revolutionize the HR industry. You guys have the option to work. And all of us had all jobs lined up, especially within our IT field. And it was to a point where we had the ability to take that risk. We have no kids, no mortgages.
Now's a good time.
Yeah, that must be nice.
Yeah. And the most important, we have like a lot of supporting parents. So our parents are our number one fans. And they said, you know what, this is your time to do it if you're going to take this risk.
Did they invest?
A couple family members did invest.
That's neat.
It was the hardest thing is to receive seed money, especially starting up a new venture. And being so young was a big obstacle we faced. And it's still young as we speak, so let's...
How old are you, Chris?
I'm 24, but I look 19, I guess.
You do look a little young. I'm surprised they didn't card you when you came in.
He got an iced tea, otherwise I think they would
exactly.
have.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they would have carded me, so I kept it on the safe side with the iced tea.
And what was your inspiration for doing something like this? Were there sites out there, companies that had already started that you really saw and said, hey, we can do this?
You know what? I think it was the most inspiration was from our director at Ryerson. He comes from a web e-commerce background. He started one of the websites like Lava Life, similar to Lava Life. And he said, you know what, you have an opportunity here. You have the knowledge and you have the theoretical knowledge and the willpower to actually do it. So why not take this risk and execute your vision? And he goes, in the end, if it fails, at least you could say, you could look back and say you did it. You know, you had that opportunity and there's never regrets for us, especially being young. That's the most important thing.
For us non-Canadians, Amber, fill us in on Ryerson. Is it like MIT kind of?
Yeah, I mean, Ryerson is a school that I know mostly for journalism. They have broadcast arts. They really seem to specialize in media, so that's kind of their strong point. So a lot of people go there for media, and I imagine web development, web design, and those types of programs. They are a leader in the country. Their journalism school is one of the best journalism schools in Canada, and they're really well-respected. Also, more as a, I don't want to say a trade school, but it's very hands-on, so they actually get people in the classes who are doing stuff. It's not a lot of sort of academics where you're sitting around reading books all the time. You're actually doing things.
Well, this and I imagine is a good example, right?
Yeah, this is a good example of that.
Most definitely. It's funny that even when my fellow classmates look at us like, wow, I can't believe you started a website so fast. You know, here they are working for like the big companies like your Cisco's, your IBM's.
Yeah. And for them, they're still in training.
Exactly. They're still learning the ropes. And I could say the past 12 months when you're actually from idea to actual launch, you learn so much that you can't even learn in school. So which has been phenomenal.
Well, we were very impressed by the implementation, too. I mean, it's one thing to have a great idea, but this is a site. I mean, go to jobloft.com and take a look, folks, because it really is beautifully done. A lot of Ajax, very Web 2.0.
Yes. I was fortunate. One of our partners, Lee Liu, he came from a web development background, and he did all his co-op placements coming from Ryerson in Silicon Valley for NVIDIA. So being a classmate, I knew that this person had amazing skills, and I told him, we have an opportunity to do something drastically different. And especially, he had a full job lined up, finishing university, could have gone to Silicon Valley, living the life as any computer science individual love to.
15 guys in a ranch style house. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So with his expertise, I'm thankful to have himself and my other partners, Sonny and Andy, as well to be on board. Our team dynamic's amazing.
You got a lot of partners very early on. If you go to the front page, you'll see all the different companies that are using you to look for employees. How did you do that?
You know, it was a lot through networking. So luckily, I did work at Ryerson's Career Center, so I was able to talk to a lot of employers that way.
This is an ad for Ryerson. I didn't know it.
I know. You're like the smartest kid I've ever met.
But even with my past internship, I remember I worked for Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a phenomenal company, and I kept in contact with the HR, and I kept my ears to the ground and understand everyone's HR process and see how everyone does it.
Ah, see, that's key, isn't it? Because you kind of knew where in the process you would fit and who to talk to and things like that.
Yes, most definitely. And for that, it's a network of referrals. So someone would know someone, and then just today.
Who do I talk to?
Exactly. Today, I was working on Walmart Canada's profile, and we're so astonished how many job postings they're going to put up, and it was to a point where it was over 2,000 jobs that they're going to post nationwide.
Wow.
And here I am thinking, wow, we were just launched 3 months ago, and here we are with 2,000 Walmart Canada's jobs. So to even convince someone that big to say, you know what, we have a lot of value to add, to put your name and brand on the line, and to believe in four young entrepreneurs, it really says a lot for us.
It's not exclusive. They could still go to Monster
most
or JobStack.
Most definitely, yeah.
But I think this is kind of more targeted, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, you know, it seems like it's a lot more targeted. It is towards young people. And again, as you mentioned, Leo, the site design is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's got all the elements of Web 2.0. And also just the idea that you guys have implemented things, I think, that people really care about. Like, you know, how close is this job to your house? Because those are things students have to think about, you know, can they take the subway and that type of information.
It says something to web design is you think about the audience, right? And you give the audience the kind of things they need, and you're going to do better with that.
And in some ways, you know, because you guys have just finished university, you are the perfect people to build this site, right? I'm curious about how you, when you were going to businesses and approaching them to sign on with you, how you could convince them to do that, because you guys are young, you don't have a ton of experience. You know, what was the way that you kind of convinced them that you guys were legitimate and they should sign on with you?
Well, our biggest drawback, I look young already, so especially when sitting down in front of HR directors or managers, they'd say, you know, who are first-year student coming to talk to me? But it's until we actually open our mouth and we actually speak to them about their objectives, their strategies, they take a step back and says, wow, not only are you guys are young, but you guys are phenomenally skilled
and smart. You can say
smart. I'm really humble. But and smart, the fact that, like, you can analyze.
Good looking, too.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Jeez, Leo. But to analyze, to say, wow, you guys know what you're talking about, and you know what? This is something that we have a struggle finding recruitment, especially within these industries. For example, food service, hospitality, their average retention is 67% turnover, which is huge.
Wow.
Which is huge. And they understand that you can't eliminate turnover, but you can help reduce the cost associated to it. So coming with that approach, they said, no, let's take this risk. I like what you guys have. I like the new website. And it's clean, fresh, and simple, which is the most important thing. So a lot of websites these days, you're bombarded with information overload of companies, information, stats. It gets overwhelming. So we said, let's take the simple approach and let's be different instead of following the trends.
And what's your goal with all of this? I mean, as much as you've decided to stay here, other people among your team have decided not to go to Silicon Valley and you know, really make it there. Is your goal to actually sell this and then eventually, or move out to San Francisco and start a company out there?
I guess ultimately our goal as a team, we always said, you know, we always joke around and said, maybe let's sell it down the road. But our main focus, let's focus about today and let's try to build JobLoft to a brand where everyone will come to JobLoft when they're looking for these types of jobs. But I guess down the road, yeah, sure, we'll love an acquisition in the picture. Who knows?
I do think that's one thing that's different, though, about Web 2.0 is, you know, Web 1.0, you were part of it. Every bit of the focus was flipping it, either selling it or doing an IPO. But you're actually building a business.
Yes, we are. The best is we have a passion for this.
And a business that could make you a lot of money without selling it. I mean, it could just be a long-term success.
Most definitely. We did it to a point where we want to hopefully grow to, we expand to the UK and expand to US, most definitely. But we wanted to see how far we could tackle Toronto and also all of Canada first before any further expansion.
Today, Canada. Tomorrow, the world.
The world. And I think one thing that's kind of neat as well is that with a lot of young companies like this, there are role models and people that you can kind of follow along with. I imagine someone like Jason Fried from 37 Signals, where he focuses a lot on small teams and, you know, efficient design. And have you you followed anyone like that in terms of what they're doing?
We keep our ears to the ground of what the new Web 2.0 like websites are doing, and just reading a lot of CEOs' bios and their trenches, their stories, because everyone has a story. Nothing happens overnight. And if I could, I could write a book of like all the trials and tribulations of JobLoft and the ups and downs we went through, and we still go through ups and downs constantly.
And would you publish that as a PDF book? Sorry. Maybe, just like Jason Fried.
Maybe my memoirs one day, but...
What was your low point?
My low point, ultimately, is when we had a phenomenal idea, but it was receiving funding that no one would hear us out. Because, A, we didn't have a full-out website launched.
Right.
It wasn't created. It was just an idea on paper. But to even convince someone to say, you know, let's take a risk on four young guys, was the hardest thing to do.
Especially, was there a point where you thought, let's just throw it?
You know, there's a point where all of us said, are we sure we're headed in the right direction? And are we sure we want to do this?
And what'd you say?
And we said, you know what? We took a step back and we said... We had a handful of clients. I remember one time it was Care Operations who owns Swish LA Harvey's, and they automatically said, yes, we love this idea, let's go with it. And we said, if we were able to convince a Care Operation, huge company across Canada, to even see slight value in JobLoft, maybe we're heading in the right direction. If our director even gave us the motivation to say, you know what, guys, you guys graduated from a great program, you guys are bright students, why not take this risk now? You'd be dumb if you didn't, and you regret it if you didn't. Actually, we entered a business contest in our fourth year, our final year. We entered this JobLoft, and we didn't end up winning. And that was a point where I said,
that must have been depressing.
It was really depressing, but it was to a point where a lot of our clients that I actually approached and said, you know, I have this idea. What do you think? They said, Chris, you didn't win the competition, but if you don't execute it, and if you sleep on this, you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
And it was to even hear from people in the industry and people who actually would use our website to say this, it was definitely the motivation to work even harder.
It must have helped, though, when you had the website up. I mean, that must have made it a lot easier to get money and to get clients.
It was. And to even get feedback was really important, too, because even some of our clients, I remember HR director at Harry Rosen told us, wow, this is an easier website than your bigger box players out there, which surprised us because we're like, wow, that's really flattering. And just to get emails saying, hey, Chris, we hired someone within 12 days. Keep up the great work. And the funny thing is it's only been 3 months, so we could only imagine what happens in year one or year two. And this is, the sky's the limit with how we want to execute.
Are you looking for more investing?
Yes, most definitely. I guess as we want to grow, we're always looking for more investment. And
what does it go towards?
It goes towards sales and marketing, just growing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't pay ourselves much. We brown paper bag it, so a lot of lunches and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for mom and dad. But we always joke around saying, you know, the short-term pain we endure now is the long-term gain that we get in the future.
Hey, Kevin Rhodes can't afford a couch, and he's worth $60 million, so.
So you have a good chance. What about the actual users, the people who are on there and they're finding the jobs? What is the feedback you've received from that community?
Most importantly, I think the number one thing is, wow, this is something different. And a lot, we'll get emails from BC to New Brunswick saying, wow, we never seen something so new and different from your traditional job boards. They like the fact that you could enter your postal code and you could find jobs in your area. But for example, if I was moving to another city, I could say, hey, show me all the jobs in Vancouver.
Moncton or whatever,
Moncton.
Yeah.
And it'll say, if I'm moving to an area, I could always find jobs in somewhere else. Not many websites.
Why can't Monster or somebody come along and do that, though?
I'm sure they could do it. We do keep our ears to the ground to make sure that always got to analyze your competition, but it's in the end, it's how we execute our vision is what separates all companies from everything else. It's our ideas behind it. We're young, we're energetic, we know what our demographic wants, and we want to execute things like in month 6, month 12 that they haven't thought of yet. So we always got to stay ahead of the game and stay on our toes, I guess.
And is it available elsewhere outside of Canada?
As of now, it's not. We do want to expand to U.S.
You could go there, but you won't get a job, right? You could still go to jobloft.com.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Yes, you can.
They haven't figured out how to cut it off the rest of the world yet.
But eventually, you're going to expand.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. But it's nice that we have the ability to change it to any other language. So we always joke around, hey, why don't we just take it to France and just change it to French? And as a programming aspect, they did it so that we could turn the switch within a couple of weeks, and the website will be up and running, too.
What's it written in?
It's written, it's .NET, and our job search aspect is all Ajax-based.
Okay, so, and the back-end database is?
It's SQL.
SQL,
yes.
Yeah. Microsoft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself 10 years from now? Because you have so much energy and so much passion. I'm just curious, you know, what do you see way down the road?
10 years down the road, I don't know. I guess as a team, we have multiple ideas we want to launch, and we always tell ourselves once when JobLoft does well, or if it does well even, that we will launch another idea. So we know as a core team, we always want to be together. And
that's neat.
I guess
you don't hate each other.
It's our dynamics is phenomenal. We have times where we want to rip each other's throats, but we understand that our different perspective is for the main objective. It's for the main goal is to make JobLoft better. And all of us are coming from different aspects, different experience, different walks of life, which makes it phenomenal. And we have good people watching our shoulders as well to make sure we're heading the right direction.
How do you manage the, you know, it's funny because some people say I don't have any good ideas, but I think a lot of people I meet nowadays have too many good ideas. I know Amber and I have too many good ideas.
Way too many. In the shower, I get out, I bug Leo on iChat. Like, Leo, come on.
We've started four businesses just today. But obviously, that's a liability. You were able to pick one and focus on it. How did you manage that?
We had a list of ideas and said which one would be more doable and which one could we execute ultimately on the tightest budget we can. And we said JobLoft was a great idea. We said, let's try out with JobLoft. We actually talked to clients and said...
you did a little research.
Yeah, we did initially before JobLoft, before we actually executed site. We analyzed, I think, 4 or 5 HR companies and their whole HR process. So companies from HBC to Walmart Canada to Best Buy to Care Operations and to Enterprise Rent-A-Car. I sat down with them, analyzed who are they using today, what do they want to see in terms of a recruitment website, and how can I position myself to make a better website for your candidate and your needs, and to ultimately find you the best candidates.
And you use that input to refine your vision and leverage too.
A slight leverage as well. Yeah. And it's nice that PR wise, it's been great. So we'll get an article here, a little snippet there, and a TV article, TV actually publications here and there. So it's a little steps. We all know it's a little steps, but at least we know hopefully things will be great for us in the end, right?
Well, we interviewed Steve Chen about 3 months into YouTube's success, and now look at him.
Yes, that's a very good point, Leo.
So I think an important part of your business plan is getting on Inside the Net.
When you're on Inside the Net, it's a good thing.
We take credit for the success of YouTube.
And for the success of JobLoft.
I think so. I think it's going
to
be big.
We need
huge.
A cut. No.
Big checks payable to Leo.
No. We were so impressed when we saw you at Demo Camp. And we just thought, both in idea and in execution. And it's key that you get both, you know, that you have a good idea. But boy, it's really interesting to hear your process and refining that idea and making the execution so good.
And I think what's really neat, too, is just when you see a group of people together who have so much passion and so much drive and so much vision, is that you actually create a phenomenal product. And to me, that's what I saw when you guys got up and spoke at Demo Camp, was you really had that vision. You're really excited, and it showed in the end product because it is beautiful.
Just four people. Just four.
Just,
I mean, that's
four
amazing.
Of us.
Yeah,
we are. We did partner with a recruitment company who helps us strategize in terms of HR strategies and help us with our HR.
That's smart too. Bring in
smart.
People who understand
so
the
our
business.
Our office is in Mississauga. Absolute Recruitment. But what's the scary part is when I take a step back is, wow, we're still so young.
Yeah.
And all these Web 2.0 companies are launched by people mid 45 with 20 years experience in the game. And for us, we're like, wow, we just graduated university, and what are we doing sometimes? But I guess the most important to get feedback.
I think you got a way a head start against those 45-year-olds. Take it from me.
Even to get feedback from like people like yourself, Leo and Amber, it's just phenomenal to even hear just ways to make our website better.
Yeah.
And people with the wisdom, knowledge, and expertise that understands our industry.
Are you talking about us still?
Yeah. Most definitely. And for you guys to even believe, hey, there's four young guys. Let's showcase them, which really means a lot for me.
We wish you all the best, Chris. I mean, I think Amber and I both agree you've got a great idea and you're on
your way. It's phenomenal. So thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Jobloft.com, JOBLOFT.com.
Yeah, you can go there and check it out. And it's such a beautiful site. I really love the design. It is simple. It's clean. And it's so funny, Leo, how both of us kind of looked at each other at Demo Camp.
Immediately.
We said, you know, we have to interview these guys.
Yeah.
They're great. You know, so much energy, so much life.
Sometimes you just see it and it clicks, you know.
You really do see it. And it's kind of, you know, you're around people like that. And definitely you just feel it, right? And it just feels like something really important and big. And I think it just felt like that a little bit.
Well, and also it's really neat to be able to go to places like Demo Camp and see a variety of things in process. It's one of the reasons I'm excited about doing this show in Toronto once in a while. There's a very vibrant community here. And credit, too, to Ryerson. I mean, I think it's clear that without Ryerson, this might not have happened, right?
Yeah, there's definitely a pretty good community going on here. So It'll be nice to, you know, we'll have people from all over the place, Leo.
Now, we should make a mention, because I know people know about it. They've already heard about it in your blog and my blog, too, that you're leaving Call for Help.
Yes, I'm leaving Call for Help. It's very sad. And, in fact, we're shooting this week. And
would you just please explain that I didn't chase you out?
No, Leo did not chase me out.
Involved.
There was no lawsuit involved. In fact, Leo, you're one of my dearest friends, right. And you always will be. And, you know, it's funny because I posted a video on my blog to kind of explain why I was leaving, because I really wanted people to know it's nothing bad has happened. In fact, it's a good thing for me. And after 2 years of working at G4 Tech TV and working on Call for Help, I'm just ready for a change. And I'm going to City TV
in
Toronto.
Well, let's make this very clear to those who don't know. This is a big move up for you. This is a huge step up. You're getting your own show.
Yep.
You're going to be a very important part of a brand new show also on City TV, their new news, really revised news show.
Yeah, they're doing an international news show that's going to start on September 18th, and I'll be a big part of that.
So that's what time it's
on? It's going to be on at 7 o'clock.
So we can all watch Monday, yep. September 18th, 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh boy.
And what are you going to be doing on that show?
On that show, it's kind of interesting. We're planning that out now, so this has all happened very quickly.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine that there's a lot of stuff going on in terms of what I'll be doing. But for the most part, if you can imagine that I'm their internet reporter, so I'll be covering the news on the internet and news sites such as YouTube, and you can imagine if there's photos on Flickr of some news event, and really getting user-generated content on the international news show from around the world. So it'll be a situation where you'll just have rich media content or different types of content on traditional news, which hasn't really been done that often. So it's new for them, it's new for me, and yet the space is still the same. I'll be covering tech stuff. And
City TV has always been very innovative in this. I mean, they were on new media before anybody else. I mean, I remember when we were starting Tech TV in 1998, we were looking at City TV and the model. In fact, even before that, when we started doing the site, I was looking at how City TV had set up its newsroom and all of that, and I was very impressed by all that. So this is a very exciting company.
I feel it kind of when I walk into City TV, where you just feel the energy again there, and they do a lot of stuff on the web, and they have a very great interactive department, which is Chum Interactive, and they plan to work closely with the show I'm doing.
So tell me about your show. Your set's going to be on City Pulse?
Yeah, that's going to be on CP24, and it's going to be a weekly one-hour show.
Wow.
Probably won't start till mid-October, late October. And
if you need a co-host, just let me know.
And Leo Laporte will be on every evening.
Now, Amber, our next call is from Moncton, New Brunswick.
We'll have to patch into the studio at G4 Tech TV to get them answered. So that will be a show that is really about pop culture and technology and the whole internet space. You know, that's always been a big thing with me I love the web, and I love it more than gadgets. I can cover gadgets. Right. I can cover tech news, but my heart is really on the web, and it's with the people in the community who are creating things there, and I think it's worth covering, you know, people who are building web apps, or they're shooting videos or documentaries, or meeting people on MySpace, or starting businesses on Etsy. All that stuff to me is just phenomenal, and I love the spirit of the web.
That's going to be great. Now, for people who aren't in Canada, you can see a lot of this on City's site, citytv.com. They put up clips all the time.
Yeah, they put up a lot of clips, and one thing they were planning to do for the international news show is to put a lot of that content online, as well as a lot of links to blogs, to podcasts, to additional content to really support the news. So they really see a good component of that international news show as having web content associated with it.
And you're still going to do Command N, your video podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'm still going to do Command N.
Mike's sitting right here.
Michael Zizer is
looking
in the house here at the Drake, giving me dirty looks.
You better.
I actually walked away from the studio today, and he said, "You're going to stop Command N in 2 or 3 months." And I said, "No, Mikey, never, never, never." So
I know how he feels. I'm kind of thinking the same thing.
I'm going to keep doing that. No,
she's
going to
be on the sides of buses. There's no way she's going to work with you or me.
I'm not going to be on buses. I'd be scared
if I was on
the bus. Inside
the Net will continue as well, and I know you have other projects as well, so you're going to keep all that stuff going. But we will look forward to seeing you on
CTV. Thanks, Leo.
I'm really proud of you. I'm really happy
thanks
for you.
Thanks very
really
much.
It's really exciting.
Yeah,
we'll miss you on Call for Help, but
I know.
We'll survive.
I'll miss you guys too.
You won't be the first person to have left me in the dust.
Not the dust,
Leo. Seems to be actually a trend. I'm
it's like going through Leo University.
Can we put a posting on jobloft.com for Amber's job?
Wait a second.
If you're within 5 miles radius of this job.
Mikey's raising his hand, so.
Michael, get the job. All right. Hey, Amber, it's been great. We will see you next week. You'll be in PEI. We'll do it from Prince Edward Island because she needs a little bit of a break before she goes into this exciting new venture. And then maybe you'll take a little time off because I know you have to get going. We will continue with Inside the Net, but we will
definitely
be back. We took a little hiatus. Now people know why we took a little hiatus. We were quite busy.
A lot of stuff
going on. We'll be back next week. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm Leo Laporte for Amber MacArthur. We'll see you next time. Inside the Net.